It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening of Bravo Supermarket in Port Jeff in comparable prices. Weekly specials now accepting WIC checks. Route 112, Port Jefferson, Jefferson Plaza, two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. So in the world of Nashville, this is one of the most intriguing stories I think we've ever read, Kenny.
Ooh.
Nothing earth-shattering.
I like intrigue.
Check this out. You know, Kenny Chesney, he is famous at his big shows for bringing sports stars on stage with him.
Mm-hmm.
They all come to visit him. They all love him. At a recent one in Tampa, he had a lot of the Phillies, Red Sox, and Yankees because they're down there for spring training.
Yes, they are.
Okay. He also has a lot of football players show up to his shows.
And you know how I feel about them. Yum.
Guess what?
What?
As he's doing his stadium tours this summer, and he will be at the Meadowlands, do not expect any Giants or Jets.
Why not?
Because of the NFL lockout. And the fact that there is no contract.
What?
Between the owners. Listen to this. The owners and the players, you know there's a big thing going
on,
right?
I do, yes.
Because of that, players are not allowed in the stadium to see coaches, to walk into a stadium, to do any training. They are not allowed on the premises.
Now, when is the show?
The show is August 13th.
Don't you think they'll have it settled by then?
I don't. I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, don't expect any Giants or Jets to be at Kenny Chesney's show.
Well, I'm just going to hope that this is settled.
Isn't that interesting?
I need my football.
Thompson Square has the number one song in country music, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? Congrats to them.
I am not gonna kiss you.
And Willie Nelson, remember last year he's busted in Texas?
He's been busted, so leave Willie alone.
Get this, according to TMZ, and they are never wrong, Candy, the prosecutor is gonna let Willie off with only a $100 fine if he sings his classic Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain from inside the courtroom, because the judge says, or the prosecutor anyway, says the song would count as Willie's community service.
I agree wholeheartedly. He's an old man. Leave him alone.
Elizabeth Taylor left behind a huge fortune. Looks to be worth $600
million. Oh, my goodness.
You know, last year alone, she made $77 million from her perfume.
Wow.
She has $150 million worth of jewelry.
Did not know all this.
Real estate, all that, and her four children will split it, of course.
Well, good.
Charlie Sheen went on Twitter saying that Denise Richards stole his dogs, just so
dogs.
Yes.
Does he mean his women that stay in the house with him?
No, his actual dogs.
Oh.
And just to show you how right on we are, Candy, and how crazy people are who went out and bought tickets for this Charlie Sheen tour, which is nonsense.
Baloney.
Everyone thought it sold out in 10 minutes. Well, get this. It sold out, sure, because scalpers bought all the tickets last night. They were searching, you know, the people who write all this entertainment news, they were searching StubHub and those other sites.
Yeah.
They found that out of a 5,000-person theater in Detroit, there were still almost 1,500 tickets available to Charlie Sheen's show.
Do you want to hear something?
No one cares.
I wouldn't go if you gave me the tickets for free.
It's absurd, the whole thing. If you worship Charlie Sheen, you need to find something else to do.
I mean, really? Put the show back on. I'll watch it.
This is more important. Glee star Lea Michele was involved in a car accident Friday.
What happened?
Well, listen, she was driving home from work, a car smashed into her, and a source says that a couple of drunk girls got out of the car, giggling, you're famous, and then they drove off. Lea got the license plate number and called the police, but they have not found the driver.
Well, you know, they should throw the book at them because you don't leave the scene of an accident.
Well, and they're driving drunk, please.
Well, that too.
Italy is not thrilled that the Jersey Shore cast is coming.
I don't blame them. Could they keep them? Can they lock them up somewhere far away?
Throw them in with Amanda Knox, Candy. Throw them right in.
Don't start on Amanda Knox.
I know. I love Amanda Knox. Do I? Am I supposed to love Amanda Knox? Do I? Did she do something wrong? I don't know.
I don't think she did.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm saying one of the Jersey Shore cast members is going to jail. I'm telling you, it's going to end up in Italian prison.
Why do it to such a beautiful country?
Why would they send them there? Why would they agree to go there? Someone's going to end up in prison. Katie Couric is going to be out at CBS Evening News, where it is, and she'll be on 60 Minutes and have her own daytime talk show.
Well, who's going to go on her nightly show?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm reading
here. Well, she just gets luckier and luckier.
Tangled and Black Swan on DVD today. Hey, listen to this. Ellen has Heart today on Musical Guest Candy.
You are definitely going to watch that.
The Talk with Little Big Town today. Dancing with the Stars results, 9 o'clock on ABC.
Not till 9?
Little Big Town on Conan tonight. Also, Dierks Bentley on The Tonight Show tonight. And Blake Shelton on Chelsea Lately.
Well, we're getting around.
A lot of country music on TV tonight. There's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6, 10, and 8, 10. And, of course, later on 5:45, Party Marty with your dinner dish. We post it all at licountry.com.